Hey, it's me, KG, Chris Gardner, owner of the Houston Round Ball Review, local name, global perspective. Houston Cougars fans got some great news Wednesday night, June 1st, when guard Marcus Sasser announced he's withdrawing from the 2022 NBA draft and returning to the Cougs men's basketball team. Sasser talked to the media Wednesday evening. You can check out the media availability session, link below in the description. He said that through the process, he was 50-50. Sounds like it's almost 50-50 up until yesterday, June 1st, because he worked out with the Orlando Magic on Wednesday, the 1st. But throughout the process, working out with teams, he got positive feedback from nearly every team. He mentioned that the teams want to see him become more of a vocal leader, assume more of a point guard role on the team. So we'll see how that works out and meshes with Jamal Shedd in the Cougs' backcourt. But the backcourt is set. Sasser's return. Keep in mind, the 2023 Men's Final Four will take place in Houston. So the hype surrounding the Cougs men's basketball team for this upcoming season was already high. But now it's even higher with Sasser's return to the squad. So this Cougs team could be one of the most talented teams in the country this upcoming season. But you still need a lot of breaks to go your way. You got to win 6 games in the NCAA tournament to win a championship. Sasser knows full well injuries happen. He missed it from January to March last season with a broken bone in his foot. So things happen. One of the things that Marcus did mention to the media in the session was that he will take, if he hasn't already taken out, some insurance for security for him for this upcoming season. It's his business as well for him. So he's got to protect his future. So Marcus Sasser is coming back to the Cougs. Cougs fans, get happy. This team's already been predicted with Sasser in some of the way too early top 25 polls for this upcoming season. I want to say one of them at one point as high as rank 1. Many of them have the Cougs around 2 or 3, but no worse than 5 in most of those way too early top 25 polls. The hype is real, but enjoy the ride. Don't freak out. Get your tickets early. It's going to be the hottest ticket in town. No shade to the Rockets just yet, but hottest basketball ticket in town will be Houston Cougars men's basketball for the upcoming season. But fans, I know you fans. If the team doesn't go undefeated, if they lose a game in November, don't freak out. Don't panic. As Coach Kelvin Sampson will say and probably mention to us later today in his media session, is his goal is for the team to get better November to December, December to January, January to February, February to March, and then tournament time. That's the goal. So if they don't go undefeated, the sky is not falling. Don't panic. And if they happen to lose 2 in a row, don't freak out. The objective is to win 6 in a row in March/April in the NCAA tournament and cut down the nets in April. That's the goal. Nothing else. That is the goal. So one loss here and there, it's okay. We're going to be all right. So keep in mind, one more time, the good news for Houston Cougars men's basketball, guard Marcus Sasser withdrawn his name from the 2022 NBA draft, and he's back. As he posted on his Instagram and Twitter accounts, unfinished business. Still got something he wants to accomplish. Can you imagine? Marcus Sasser helping lead the 22-23 Houston Cougars men's basketball team to accomplish something that has not been done in UH men's basketball history, winning a national championship. Shifting gears to the pros, the Rockets. A young man who's, I think, probably younger than Marcus Sasser. I think Jalen's 20, Marcus probably 21, 22 maybe. Jalen Green and the East Asia Super League have announced a partnership. Jalen Green will be an ambassador and investor in the inaugural home and away season. It's going to be a pan-regional format. The EASL begins this fall, October 2022. Jalen joins Baron Davis, Meta Centerford Artest, and Shane Battier as investors and ambassadors in the EASL. Part of the press release is a quote from Jalen. I'm excited to partner with the East Asia Super League and connect with more of my fans in the Philippines and across Asia. I want to be an inspiration for the next generation of hoopers in Asia and elevate the game in the region. And that's what EASL is all about, end quote. And in case you don't know, if you're not a fan of Jalen Green, if you're wondering, Jalen's mom is Filipino. So there is the connection, okay? The 2022 EASL season will consist of 8 teams split into 2 groups of 4, playing 28 games over 6 months, so roughly 1 game a week. The top 2 teams in the standings from each group will advance to the EASL Final Four and play in a single elimination tournament in March 2023. The championship prize includes $1 million. The EASL has plans to expand and be one of the top leagues in Asia going forward. So more content like that is part of the Houston Roundball Review YouTube channel. If you haven't already, become a subscriber to the channel. Like the videos on the channel. Companies, if you want to advertise on the channel, on the shows, clips like this, my one-on-ones, as well as the Let's Talk Houston Rockets live stream show, the Let's Rage Cougs live stream show. Let's Rage Cougs should be hype, should be full of fans and information and excitement for the fans this season because it is the unofficial post-game show for Houston Cougars athletics, mainly football and basketball, but athletics sounds better. But my man Andy Yanez is part of that. And Andy Yanez, Deion Dunlap, and Akib Ghazi are part of that. We'll bring you the Let's Rage Cougs for this coming season and hopefully going forward. But we need support to keep it going. The trial run toward the end of last season was a big success. Now you want to do more. Got plans for more. Advertise with us. Make that happen for us. As well as another live stream show, the AdMax Corner, talking Texans and NFL with Adolphus A.D. Moore. And my interviews, a lot of different content, a lot of available on the Houston Roundball Review YouTube channel, as well as post-game clips, practice video sessions, all those different things, practice media availabilities, things like that available on the Houston Roundball Review. As always, thank you for your time. Till later. Take care. Peace.